Sports Vault Podcast. We back, B.
Yes, sir.
Episode 13, man.
Let's do it.
Opening night of the NBA. Opening night of the World Series. NFL is in the mix, man. It's prime time, man. I love this time of year in sports, man. I'm excited, man. We back with episode 13, man. What's up, B?
Man, feeling good, living better, man. It's a good night for sports, man. It's a good night for men. Man, fellas, get excited, man. We got some good things to bring to you, man. I think we're going to start it off with NBA today, right?
Yes, sir.
What you got for me?
Them power rankings, man. It's a lot of speculation on who the best team is in the NBA. I know you got your power rankings, man. I got my power rankings, man. I saw a couple lists today, man. You going to start it up or you want me to crack the break the ice on this NBA power rankings, man, for this 2019-2020 NBA season, man? You going to get it started or want me to get it cracking?
Nah, I'm definitely interested to see what you got going on for this upcoming season.
All right, for sure. I'm going to do my countdown backwards. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start it off with the number 18, the Golden State Warriors.
Wait, so we doing Western Conference first?
This is pretty much a combination of the Eastern Conference.
Oh, top eight.
Top eight power rankings overall, regardless of the conference. I believe that these teams are the best eight teams on paper going into the season. Of course, things do change. Injuries, you know, play a heavy factor, and it's already playing a factor in my number 18, which is Golden State. Despite the injury of Klay Thompson, I still think that they're being slept on. They're definitely going to make the playoffs. Number eight for the Golden State Warriors. Big season for my man Steph Curry. At number seven, I'm going with Milwaukee, the Greek Freak, man. I think if he takes another step in his game the way he did last year, there's no way that they're not going to be a top team. They're definitely going to be a top team in the East. The West is loaded. So, I mean, right now the Milwaukee Bucks are ranked number seven. They're coming in behind number six team I got on the list, the Denver Nuggets, led by the Joker. You know what I'm saying? I think he's due for a big season. I think the Nuggets are going to have one of the best records, not only in the Western Conference, but, you know, in the NBA overall. And because of that, I think he's definitely going to be up there as an MVP candidate. I got Denver as my number six ranked team. Number five on the list, Utah Jazz. New addition, Mike Conley. Donovan Mitchell coming into his prime peak, defending player of the year, Rudy Gobert. He's back holding down the middle. They're definitely going to be in the running for home court advantage. At number four, I like the Houston Rockets. Their defense is questionable. It's a lot of offense, you know. It's a lot of gunners on that team. I think they're going to, you know, just win a lot of games just by purely outscoring a lot of teams. So Houston with the combination of James Harden and Russell Westbrook is definitely my number four team on the list. Number three is the home team, the Sixers. I believe that they definitely are the third best team in the NBA. I got them coming out the East. Ben Simmons, fresh off a max contract, a healthy Embiid, man, is going down. Tobias Harris, max contract. He got to step up and earn that money. Number three, the Philadelphia 76ers. Number two, the LA Lakers. Lakers season, LeBron coming back with a vengeance, man. I know he's been listening to the haters, all the critics out there. I think they're going to have a huge season. I see 50-plus wins, maybe 55 if all health stays intact. And the number one team ranked, man, on paper, I got to go with the L.A. Clippers. Mm. And what gives them the edge over the Lakers is the coaching staff, man. Doc Rivers, Tyronn Lue, I mean, he's a championship coach, even though PG starting the season off on the bench. They got some scorers like Lou Williams that's going to come in and fill that void till he gets back, man. I mean, their perimeter defense is going to be scary, man. They're going to lock a lot of teams down, man. They're going to win a lot of games on defense. Defense wins championships. So right now, the LA Clippers, man, the number one ranked team in the league going into the 2019-2020 season. B, what's up?
Man, I like your teams, man. So you got the Clippers at the one,
mm-hmm.
Lakers two, Philly three, Houston four,
mm-hmm.
five. We got, what is that, Denver?
Five is Utah.
Oh, Utah. Okay, mm-hmm. Six Denver, mm-hmm. Seven Milwaukee, and eight Golden State.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I like that. I like that. That's a that's a solid, solid power ranking. I think a lot of the teams you have on your list on my list as well.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and do it reverse. I'm going to go with the first team.
Okay. No doubt.
I think this is the best team in the NBA, and then I'm going to go to a team that I think is still strong. So number one, I got the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers.
Yes, definitely Lakers. Reason being, I think it's just LeBron's presence on the floor is just so like what he brings, not only with himself but the team. Like it just it's an influence on the team. It's just something that it just radiates, and it's just like a winning. It's a champion. That's it's true. A champion, like
pedigree that you have.
It's intense, man. I love what he brings. You see it when he went to Miami,
for sure,
and when he came back to Cleveland, and I think the guys that he has around him, is great. I think it's shown in the preseason, and they're not even healthy all the way. I got the Lakers number one. Okay. Two, I got your Sixers, man. All
right.
Two, definitely the Sixers. Reason being is because now that they have Al Horford, I think
that's big.
His mentality, his experience, I think he brings a level of hunger that he wants to win a chip, and he's been close, and he knows that his career doesn't really have much time. You know what I mean? Like
he's on the back end.
I definitely give him a couple more years, and I think that like the players recognizing him wanting to win right now, is gonna have a heavy influence because it's gonna be pure. It's gonna like definitely show like he's Al Horford's definitely has some possibilities of. Winning a championship in the past, so I definitely I think he's gonna have a heavy impact. That's why I got the Sixers second. Two, I got the Clippers. Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with a lot of things that you were saying, such as Doc Rivers, the coach. He's gonna have a lot of good guys around. Not only Kawhi Leonard, who I think is starting to the same thing that LeBron is having, and with this level of influence of his game, where it's bringing a championship pedigree to the team.
Okay.
I think Kawhi is developing that right now in his career. LeBron is a little bit more seasoned. You've seen it, it's actually been proven from him jumping from team to team.
Yeah.
And
experience. Yep.
Like LeBron jumping from another team, winning a championship. Like he has that, and Kawhi has that from when he went from the Spurs to Toronto.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good influence. Mm-hmm. Again, the guys around him, Paul George, Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, Doc Rivers.
They deep.
I think even down to the owner. Back to I remember seeing interviews about the owner's just a good leader. He's just like somebody you would want to be a part of. Like
Ballmer. Steve Ballmer, I want to say his name is.
Yes. Like when you see that guy, he just like he loves basketball.
Yeah, he got interest in energy.
Yeah, man, he's a good man. I think he's excited about those guys being there. And he just wants to win, and he believes in them. So I think it's gonna be good for the Clippers. Fourth, I got the Bucks. Okay. I think Giannis is just so dominant. He's just a real dominant player. I don't think he has the necessary tools to bring him in the top three, but. Definitely, I got Giannis as a real strong competitor.
Okay, you got them a little higher than I do. Bucks at number four.
Yeah, I think he's just too dominant, man. Like the players around him just kind of like he could just fake it, and his reach is so far that it makes a player like have to make that extension, and just that it's a part of him, he could just reel it in so easily, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I got the Bucks at four.
True.
Blazers five. I like what my guy. Oh my God, I can't remember his name right now.
Dame.
Yes, Damian Lillard. My guy Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. I like those guys over there. Then I got the Rockets at six. Strong team.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I think they have the level of chemistry has to show.
Okay.
Then I got the Spurs at seven. They have some. Yeah, Spurs at
the
seven.
Spurs?
Yeah, they got some young talent that I was seeing when they played against the Rockets.
Okay.
And I think that young talent with the pop influence. I got the Spurs at seven. And at eight, I got the Nuggets. Nuggets at eight. I think they're strong, but I don't know. I don't know too much about. I do know about them, but it's just the level of talent. I gotta see how they play and how they come out. They had a good season last year. I'm not doubting them.
Yeah.
But I got them at 8. They're still a strong team.
Okay. The only thing, we pretty much have the same teams. I don't believe I heard the Warriors on your list.
I don't have the Warriors on the list.
I think the Warriors were left off your list. The Spurs were left off my list. The Blazers were left off my list. That means I have another team that didn't make your list. What team do I have that didn't make your list? Utah didn't make your list?
Yeah, Utah didn't.
So I have Utah and Golden State, and then you have Portland and San Antonio. That's definitely interesting. I mean, the West is deep, man. I mean, we're talking about a difference of two teams. That's the extra two teams. That's 10 teams. So, and I think that the Western Conference running, man, it's going to be 10, 11, 12 teams deep. That's all going to have a chance to make it. You got to be at least 10 games above 500 to even probably possibly make that AC, but it's definitely going to be an interesting season, man. What these players decided to do with their off season. I think Giannis is an interesting situation, man. If he takes a leap like he did last season, he could really be a problem. The only thing with Milwaukee, they lost, I want to say his name is Brogdon. He was a two guard. He's with the Pacers now. If Chris Middleton can step up and, take his game to another level, then maybe they could wind up doing something. You know, as far as making it to the championship, man, because the East is wide open now that Kawhi's over in the West, man, but we're going to see Giannis. He might be the best player in the Eastern Conference, man. But that doesn't put him on my MVP candidate prediction list that I got coming up, man. I started off the rankings, man. I'm gonna let you provide me with the three NBA ballers you feel like is gonna have the most impact on the season, man. Who you got as your three MVP candidates, man, for this upcoming season?
None short than what you have, definitely LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
I have Kawhi Leonard here.
Mm.
I think he was MVP worthy last year, actually.
Absolutely.
I think his injuries played an effect on
mm-hmm.
his being a candidate as mm-hmm. well.
That and load management.
Right. Dude. So I think definitely Kawhi for sure.
Okay.
And then Steph as well. I think Steph's going to have a great year.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely going to be stepping up to the plate
mm-hmm.
With a lot of other guys not being there. I think Steve Kerr said that
mm-hmm.
Klay might miss the whole season.
Yeah, they're thinking about sitting him down for the whole season, man, letting him rest that knee, that ACL injury, man. I think that's a good idea if he's ready for the playoffs. The Warriors are a playoff team anyway. I think they kind of coach. They do load management as a team throughout the season. You can see them kind of like, you know, play around with teams a little bit beginning games. And, you know, because of that experience, they just close them out at the end. And they just look like a team that's on fast forward, ready for the playoffs all year round. For some reason, when I'm watching the Warriors, I always feel like, man, I just want to get straight to the playoffs because that's all they seem like they worried about. But Steph Curry, I believe, is going to have an insane season. I think he's going to pick up the slack for his backcourt splash brother. He's my leading candidate for MVP just as a gut feeling because of what I think he's going to look to do. Even though they, you know, the NBA seems to not kind of want to, you know, kind of water it down with the same MVPs over and over again. They gave it to a couple guys in the past a few times. I think LeBron won 4 MVPs, but they don't really like feeding it to the same person over and over again. I think that's why they gave it to Giannis last year instead of giving it to James Harden. LeBron, I think that he looks healthy out there. I watched him in this preseason. He looks focused. I see him having a Magic Johnson-type season. I think he's going to average the most assists that he's ever had. Even though he's not going to lead the team in scoring, he's definitely going to be the best player on the team. And if they're ranked in the top 2 or 3 in the Western Conference, he's definitely going to have to be considered for MVP. Now, my X-factor pick, my risky pick, because I think the other two picks were a bit safe. My X factor pick, I'm gonna call it, is the Joker. You know what I'm saying? Nikola Djokovic from the Denver Nuggets. He's on the come up, man, and I think that the Nuggets are gonna have a top 3-4 seed in the West, And with that being said, he's definitely going to be an MVP candidate. I think they talked about him a little bit last year as being a possible MVP candidate, man. But he's got game, man. The Joker is tough. I want to say he's 7 foot. He can pass. He can shoot, man. But, you know, despite that, you know, I don't think that that's going to lead to them making it to the NBA Finals. My finals prediction, and I might have said this before on a past podcast, man, but now that the NBA season is kicking off, you know, currently we got the Pelicans playing the Toronto Raptors. No Zion Williams, but we get into that a little bit in a minute, man. But my finals prediction as of right now is definitely the Philadelphia 76ers versus the LA Lakers. And if I'm going to pick a winner in that, man, this is going to hurt. This prediction hurts, man. I'm gonna go Lakers in six over the Sixers for the NBA championship. What you think? You got that?
It's crazy. I got the same two teams.
I thought you had that one. because you had them two as your top. You know what I mean? If you got them as your top two ranked, the East and West, that only makes sense that you kind of put them in there for the. That's favorites. That's heavy favorites. The Sixers and the Lakers, man. What is it about these two teams that you think they on a crash collision in the finals?
I think it's just history, man. History tends to repeat itself, man. These two teams used to clash back in the day, and it's only right that history brings them back together. Lakers and Sixers, man. I think I got the Sixers winning it, man. I really want to see this for the city. You know, being from around here, just kind of so many times, like, we just lost. And I don't say, like, the Sixers deserve it. Like, oh, man, they went through so much. Oh, they deserve it. Like, not, man, nothing like that. But I'm just saying, like every team has their story, man.
I believe they have one more year of paying dues. They felt the little tragedy last year.
That hurt, man.
That hurt. I think next year they take a tiny step. There was one. If they win that series, they go, I believe, to the finals last year.
Right.
So I think with that difference and that still being in the back of their head, I think that gets them there. But then they just, that stage, I don't know if their young stars are ready for that stage. Even though Anthony Davis doesn't have any championship experience, man, just having LeBron on that team and the way they're going to grow throughout the season is going to be huge. And I think when Anthony Davis gets there, his game is actually the most mature out of him and Embiid and Simmons. I think that the Lakers, if they, you know, if this is the matchup, I think experience and coaching is definitely going to have them on the edge. And the Sixers is going to be there next year. I mean, Ben Simmons has a 5-year contract. They're going to be competitive, I believe, his whole contract, man. So the Sixers is going to be playing for the championship for a few years to come. We just going to have to buckle up for this ride, man. The season's underway. Halftime right now, the Pelicans and the Raptors. But, you know, the season is definitely underway. We got the Lakers and the Clippers coming on later on with a injury right now. To PG, that's going to pretty much change the outcome of this game. Possibly, man, it's hard to watch these games when you got players that's injured. But definitely injuries play a key factor. Even with this game that's on right now, Zion, I believe he's going to miss the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season. He's preparing a meniscus injury in his knee. So we definitely want to, shout out Zion and make sure that he has a speedy recovery and get back on the court, man, because what we saw out of the preseason was special. And if that happens in the season, man, I predict the Zion to be an all-star his rookie season. I don't know when the last time that was done. You know, maybe I have to look that up. Maybe Magic Johnson, I believe, might have done something like that, possibly LeBron. But I think Zion has the potential to be an all-star his rookie year and actually carry that wave for his entire career if he's healthy. I don't really see him getting left off of any NBA all-star teams for his entire career. I think he can be. If it's never been done, I think that Zion has the potential to make, an all-star team every year of his career if he is healthy, man. I think he's that special and that explosive, man. But, you know, injuries, man, play a factor, man. What you think about Zion, this game that's on right now, currently the Pelicans, You know, they that's definitely already. I think he's their best player, man. But you know, what do you think about Zion with the injury situation so early in the season, man, and what kind of effect that this is gonna have?
I think he'll come back sooner than expected. I think They're saying like 6 to 8 weeks he might be out.
That's what I heard.
If he's out for that long, I think he'll probably come back sooner than that.
Okay.
I think just because his body's just so strong, man, it's a monster.
True.
Nonetheless, what you're saying, like him being a all-star for this year and any year after that, because it's just like some people just dominate the game.
Yeah, man.
They just have a level of dominance, and it's no different from what LeBron had.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of staying healthy, man. But I think he'll be fine. I think he's super humble, man. I think that's probably like one of my favorite parts about him.
Oh yeah.
I think JJ Redick made a statement about him, like telling him not to mess it up, and he's like, what are you telling me for? Like, I'm just a rookie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not going in there like being cocky and like saying like I'm the best NBA player, like
not
I'm the
all.
Best rookie
not
out
at
the draft, he's so humble.
Very,
man.
Very humble. Yeah.
And I think that is just only add more to his game. Because he recognizes, I don't think he has, like, weight on his shoulder that he can handle, but, like, he doesn't even know.
On broad shoulders, yeah, he can carry that weight.
Yeah, man, I think he's, like, the level of pressure is, like, his talent, his hard work, his humility is just going to, it's just going to surpass expectations, man. I like Zion a lot, man.
Yeah, I do, too.
As far as affecting the Pelicans, I think they're pretty good. They're up by the half against the defending champs, so. I think they're in pretty good shape.
Ooh, was that ring night? They got the rings at the pregame. This was the ring ceremony.
You see those rings?
Yeah, I didn't get to see these new rings, man. But the Raptors, this was definitely the ring set. That's why I was, you know.
Got like rubies in it. Huge diamonds.
Ooh.
You know how like the jerseys say like the North?
Yeah.
With that triangle, that's like the
emblem for the.
Yeah, like the face of it, the face of the ring.
Okay.
And then on the side it says like the six.
Mm-hmm.
And it says like the other one's like 2019 champions.
That's tough. That's tough. That might be the only one they get because they darn sure ain't and repeating nothing, man. But it was good that Kawhi came through and blessed them with a quick chip, man. But another thing that we definitely got to address, man, before we wrap the NBA segment, man.
What's up?
My man AI took to IG, man, in his bag, man. And see,
practice,
man. I'm
you
big
about practice.
Practice, man. I'm big on the Bleacher Report, man. But the report that came out from the Bleacher Report left my man AI off the top 50 players of all time, man. I'm devastated. I'm appalled. I'm disgusted. All the above, man. And I feel my man AI, he had every right to go to Instagram to voice his opinion, man. How dare the Bleacher Report? You know, we definitely don't want to knock nobody, kick nobody's back in, man. But that's just blasphemous to my man AI. He's my favorite athlete of all time, man. The impact he had on the city alone in Philly, man, is legendary. He did take them to the championship. They were Eastern Conference Championship. He never got to host that trophy in his air, man. But to discount and disrespect his legacy and leave out, you know, his influence on the league alone. It's the reason why Chris Paul wears number 3. It's the reason why Dwayne Wade wears number 3. So his influence by these other Hall of Fame players who have clearly said, even LeBron has came out and said that, you know, growing up, Jordan and AI would have had the two heaviest influences on a man, man. But what do you think about this AI being left off the top 50, man? I believe AI is possibly a top 20 player, man. I mean, I can't believe what I'm hearing, seeing these days, man.
I think it's all stats, man. It's got to be stats, man. I think, but it's ridiculous. I definitely don't think he's not top 50. Like, come on, like AI is that. I would put him like me personally. Me living and watching basketball, I will put AI top 5, maybe even top 3 even.
I mean, he's up there, man. I mean, he's an iconic player, man. I mean, and for him to not be on, I mean, just like, I don't, like, we got to put this in perspective.
His size.
50 players that they picked that.
What were some players on this list that you felt like AI was better than?
I mean, we're going to have to get into that, man. But, I mean, just the fact that he can't be listed on a 50-player list. is crazy. So he came out. I don't blame him. It's ridiculous, man. I mean, just saying stats, man. I mean, his numbers speak for themselves, man. He's an all-time leading scorer. The only stat I feel like he's missing is the championship stat. I mean, and this is a team game. I mean, I think that don't get me wrong. I am big on the championship playing a lot in a legacy, man. But when you was talking about leaving a player like Allen Iverson off from a team accomplishment to disrespect his individual name on a list like that, man, is crazy, man. It is a team game. I'm sure that there's some player that got some. I see some honorable mentions here, man. But, you know, there are some players that got left out. But yeah, I'm looking for this list right here, man. And yeah, we got Rick Barry, number 50. What? Elvin Hayes, number 49. Okay, Walt Frazier, number 48. Isaiah Thomas, who is similar to
47, they got 47
for Isaiah Thomas, just to give you an idea of what's going on around here, man. 47 for Isaiah Thomas. 46, man, Paul Gasol. 46, Paul Gasol, man. Just the fact that he's on there, man, it kind of makes me not even want to go. The Iceman coming in at 45, I can respect that.
They got him at 45.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, but at least they got my man on the list, man, the Iceman coming through. Number 44, Ray Allen. Jesus, Shuttlesworth, man. Okay. Maybe the best shot I ever seen in my life against the...
He deserves to be there.
Yeah, he's definitely a clutch performer, man. Number 43, Milutin. Reggie Miller, definitely. This man, I don't believe Reggie Miller has any championships on his resume.
He doesn't.
So it's definitely something personal going on here, man. I need some answers and some explanations. Number 42, Kawhi Leonard, the Claw, still adding on to his legacy, still adding on to his possibly to his championships, man. I would kind of like to see him win 3 MVPs with 3 different teams in the finals, man. But I can respect his placement on this list. Number 41, Paul Pierce, the truth. He's got championships on his resume, man. The
boss got one.
Yeah, sometimes one is enough, man, just to make a difference, man. Just like Dirk, I'm sure we're gonna see Dirk pop up on this list. He only has one, and sometimes that one.
Dirk has two.
I believe Dirk has one.
For real?
Dirk got one chip.
No way.
Yeah, Dirk got one chip, man. Number 40, Adrian Dantley. Number 39, Bill Walton. He got dunked on a lot, man. I don't know why he's on this list, but...
Wait, who? Let me see.
Number 39 was Bill Walton. I mean, I think he had a better collegiate career than NBA. Patrick Ewing, no NBA championship. Still did his thing. Still an iconic Knick player at number 33. Number 38. Number 37, Manu Ginobili.
Wait, Manu's up there and... Oh, man.
We got Manu Ginobili.
See, he's like a good role player, but there's no way, like, yeah, you can't put him on there and not have AI. Like, Manu's good, but, like, there's no way he's on this list and AI isn't.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he was coming off, like, he wasn't always a starter.
Nah, he was a sixth man. He was a role player, man, on a lot of really good teams, though.
Yeah, but like he was never the face of a franchise. You can't Like the being the face of a franchise and carrying that weight and taking someone to the NBA finals. This list is ridiculous. There's no reason why Allen Iverson is not on this list.
For sure, man. Manu Ginobili, man. Much respect, man, but no way that we're going to have Manu on a list that doesn't include Allen Iverson, man. We're going to go on to number 36. Russell Westbrook, who AI says is his current favorite NBA player, man. So we're going to go number 36, Russell Westbrook. He's definitely an entertaining machine, man, that walking triple-double. Number 35, Steve Nash, who had a really prolific career, man. I believe he won a couple MVP awards. I believe his resume is lacking a championship as well, but... he definitely changed the game, especially when D'Antoni made that, scoring, what, less than 3 seconds offense, that less than 60 seconds, that less than, you know, that speed, that run and gun offense that they made famous over there in Phoenix, man, but that didn't produce any championships, man, but it got them some big stats. Kevin McHale on some of those classic Celtics teams, he's definitely a classic, iconic post player, a lot of, you know, special moves down there, so I can't really be mad at McHale on the list. I know not a big man steal his moves.
What is who is he coach right now?
Nah, I think he's just a analyst right now on NBA TV. But his moves down in the post is legendary. I know a lot of his moves, his mechanics, you know, is being imitated by a lot of these big men. His footwork was crazy, man. He wasn't the most athletic, wasn't the strongest, but you know, his footwork, you know, kept him, you know, with some pretty decent numbers. What, 17.9 points per game, 7 rebounds, 1.7 assists, 1.7 blocks. And, you know, they did their thing, man. The Celtics is legendary and they iconic, man. So Kevin McHale definitely should be on this list. That lets me know who else is going to be on this list. Jason Kidd at number 33. Jason Kidd, definitely a Hall of Fame career. I believe he's the assistant coach to the Lakers. Ooh, if I'm going to make another quick pick prediction, is going to replace Frank Vogel as the Lakers head coach at some point during this tenure while LeBron and AD are there, man. I just think that LeBron wants to play for Jason Kidd. I think Frank Vogel is just a placeholder to get the season started, man. 32, we got Clyde the Glide Drexler. 31, we got Dolph Shays. 30, Bob Pettit. 29, John Stockton, the man, the all-time great point guard. We got 28, Chris Paul.
What?
Yes, the most overrated.
Come on,
player,
man.
Point guard. This man ain't even sniffed the conference finals or nothing, man. Man, Chris Paul is the most overrated superstar in the history of the NBA, man. And the fact that he's on this list, he wears the number 3 because of AI, man. This is just getting more and more ridiculous as we keep going through the list. Number 27, James Harden. All time. This is all time. 27, James Harden. 26, we got John Havlicek. Now we're getting into the top 25 players of all time, according to the Bleacher Report. Scottie Pippen, man. Top 25.
This list is extremely commercial.
Yeah, he's going in at number 25 right now. Coming in at number 24, Elgin Baylor, all-time great Laker. Much respect to Elgin Baylor. 23, Moses Malone. Rest in peace to Moses Malone, man. I want to say he was a part of that iconic championship team in the 80s for the Sixers in 1983. Bought the city a championship with a young, you know, what I want to say with Dr. J, who actually comes in number 22 on the list. This is a bit disrespectful too, man. Dr. J is definitely a top 20 player, man. This is disrespectful, man.
I'm sick of this list already.
the disrespect just keeps rolling in, man. Like back to back, man. Dr. J at number 22, man. That's definitely ridiculous, man. D Wade number 21. I can respect that. Let me see here. Now we're getting into the top 20. Karl Malone. I believe his ranking on the all time scoring list is second or third, possibly. He's the mailman. I wasn't a big fan of the mailman, but heavy respect on his game. He was consistent his whole career. 25 points a game, 10 rebounds. You know, those are big numbers, definitely Hall of Fame numbers. The mailman was the man. Charles Barkley. At number 19.
CB34.
Yes, sir. Coming in at number 18, man, we got Jerry West, the logo. Jerry West, man. I don't know too much about Jerry West, man, watching him live, man. But from everything I've seen, man, he was the man. 27 points, 6.7 assists, 5.8 rebounds.
You know, the thing about Jerry West is that he's actually mimicking me.
Okay.
When they made that signature logo.
Signature?
So,
that was your move?
That's actually my move.
Oh, we need residuals.
But
you know what I'm saying?
It's all good, man. Jerry West, yeah. Man, it's all good. I travel in a time machine, so I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. We need residuals, man. We need residuals. So we're going to go on to number 17, Dirk.
Man, this list is getting out of hand, man.
Dirk, what you think about Dirk being on this list, man? I mean, one championship, and the one championship that they did obtain.
He was revolutionary. I'll give it to him.
They slipped up because the Heat should have had that one. But, no, you know, he did spend his entire career with the same team, 20 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, 2.4 assists, 1.3 stat rebounds, 0.8 steals, 0.8 blocks. Dirk, he might be the best foreign player of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, man. His game was transcendent. Like, he did change the game, big man shooting threes, 7-footer shooting threes. He might be the best.
That fadeaway, man.
Yeah, he might be the best over 7-foot shooter of all time, man. So definitely shout out to Dirk Nowitzki, man.
He's good, man. I don't know, 17? Come on, I mean.
Yeah. He is in the top 10 in all-time scorers.
Yeah, I'll give him. I'll put him. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll put him top 10, yeah?
I got him in the top 20. I can agree with Dirk being a top 20 all-NBA player, man. Just based off of him having a championship and where he ranks in the scoring. For his game to be kind of finesse and then coming to the NBA and be ranked that high. KG.
I mean, I guess because I live it, I'll say top 10, but... Mm-hmm. It was good. It's fun to watch. It was fun to watch him.
Definitely, they had it. They had a little
KG,
run.
Anything
is possible, man. No, yes, sir.
No. Anything is possible.
Yeah. Number 16, KG, coming in right there, man. That's my man right there, KG. 17.8 points a game, 10 rebounds, 3.7 assists. Championship with Doc. KD, Kevin Durant coming in at number 15. He might be a top 10 talent. I can go with the top 15 player overall. His defense is stepping up. His career is, you know, it's more chapters to be written. I think if he's number 15 at his current point right now, he'll definitely end up in the top 10 when it's all said and done. Number 14, Kobe. This is crazy, man. This makes me want to get the rest of this list better be nuts, man. If we got Kobe number 14, man, the rest of this list, it better be nuts, man. Cause come on, man, Kobe.
Yeah, run through this list, man. I don't even come on, man.
I mean Kobe number 14, man.
Who we got?
The Dream at number 13. I can respect that. That's not a bad choice. The Admiral at number 12, David Robinson. We got number 11, Oscar Robertson, the walking triple-double. Can't be mad at that. You know, he paved the way. 25 points a game, 9 assists, 8 rebounds almost, man. Those numbers is crazy. Number 10, this is the top 10 players, according to Bleacher Report, of all time. Steph Curry, number 10. Wilt Chamberlain, number 9. Bill Russell, number 8. Tim Duncan, number 7. Shaq, number 6. Larry Bird, number 5. Magic Johnson, number 4. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, number 3. LeBron, number 2. And we're going to take one wild guess at who hasn't been on this list, man. No need to look at number 1, man. We already know who the number 1 player of all time is, man. The number 1 athlete of all time. Not just in the NBA, man. The number 1 athlete of all time, Michael Jordan.
Dude, look at that Bulls, like, insignia. Dude, this is, like, this logo is so sick, man. Mm-hmm. Look at him, dude.
I mean, that's the MJ with the hair.
Champion, dude. Look at him, dude.
Before the championships, man. That's MJ with the hair right there, man. 30 points a game, 6.2 rebounds, 5.3 assists, 2.3 steals, 0.8 blocks. 6 NBA championships, man. I believe he would have had 8 had he never walked away from the game.
8?
I think he would have had
8. Oh, when he stepped away to play baseball because of his father?
Yeah, he would have had 8, man. That's tough, man. He definitely would have had 8. But, yeah, that ranking.
That's my man, dude. I hear like he's not like the nicest person, but I kind of understand. Like, dude, you kind of can't be the nicest person and, like, be like I mean, a win like that, dude. Yeah, like, you know, he kind of had to be, man. But I like it's I've respected so much because
much respect,
you know,
to MJ.
Yeah, because it's just a level of, like, integrity that he just carried, man, that, like, it just elevated the game. And he, oh, man, dude, I love MJ, man. He's a man.
Yeah, he definitely changed the game, man. So that's the Bleacher Report. We're going to switch gears to the NFL, man. Shaking my head on this one, man. It's crazy.
What you got?
The Eagles, hard L this past week. It was a crucial game, man. The Eagles dropped a big one to Dallas. In Dallas, 37-10, which puts the Cowboys at the top of the rankings, man, going forward. I'm not ready to pull the plug on the Eagles, man, but we in critical condition right now. We on support, man. We on life support right now, man. So it's going to be tough for them to turn around this season. But, you know, we're going to hang in there. We're going to ride out with them. The Saints still look good. They've been carrying on with Teddy Bridgewater despite, you know, Drew Brees being out, man. This past week, was there any games or even performances that really, you know, stood out as far as, you know, it was so many? You know, Pat Mahomes had an injury. I believe the backup came in. They were still able to beat the Broncos. They ain't going nowhere. But, yeah, that, you know, it's a lot going on. That Ravens-Seahawks matchup, that game was interesting. The Ravens came out on top. You know, Lamar Jackson, my MVP right now in the NFL, Russell Wilson, they took an L to Lamar Jackson, man. I believe he set a record for the most rushing yards and passing yards in a regular season game. Colin Kaepernick had the record for it in the playoffs, the most rushing yards and passing yards in one game combination. But, yeah, Lamar Jackson doing his thing. We got some upcoming games.
No, but I was going to say, what I felt about last week, I think there was some, what you said, let me see here. I think I actually caught the Saints and Bears game. All right. I was definitely interested to see what Teddy Bridgewater was going to do.
Okay.
Since Drew Brees actually is coming back next week. So, super impressive, man. I think he's just, Chicago definitely put up a fight. They didn't just want to go, but, dude, the Saints just kind of pulled away with that game. It was real fun to watch. Fun game. I'm not too sure. Did you catch any of the highlights of the 49ers and the Redskins game?
Yeah, that was ugly. It was very low scoring.
But it was fun. Guys were having just like sliding in the rain.
Smiles on the 49ers faces. Yeah, they smiled because they was winning, man. The Redskins, you know, they just fired their coach, man. They 0-6, man. I ain't see too many smiles on their faces, man. But that was a gritty, grimy mud on the cleats and in the uniforms.
They were like football weather, man. It was fun to watch, man. Yeah. You see the guys like slide and they get
for the first down. That was fun to watch, man. Even though it was low scoring, it was definitely a fun game to watch, man. Massacre on Monday night, the Patriots, you know, and they just added another piece, Sanu, the wide receiver from the Atlanta Falcons. They just added him onto the roster. So now that takes it to a different level. Emmanuel Sanders, he was just added to the 49ers, who are also an undefeated team. But these trades are in full swing, man. But the biggest trade that happened, the biggest impact, Ramsey out there locking Julio up. Locked Julio Jones up, man. I mean, he shut everything down. And after the game, he said he wasn't even in full. I mean, Ramsey has so much swagger, so much moxie, man. He's in the post-game interview talking about, he's not even at full speed yet. He said if he was at full speed, it would have been a wrap. I'm going to try to find this clip right now from Ramsey, man. But did you get a chance to see see Ramsey's debut out there in Los Angeles for the Rams? What do you think about that impact on that team?
Definitely a good pickup. I have no understanding why the Eagles didn't pick him up. But, man, it just shows, man, that dude is – he knows his talent, and he just knows the game. And his performance was nothing less of what I expected. I don't know, man. I didn't get to catch the game, but I'm not surprised, man. I'm not surprised that he's shutting down one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Yeah, and the Eagles, it was the asking price. the Eagles were definitely one of the top 2-3 teams in the running to get Ramsey. I think they didn't want to part ways with 2 first-round draft picks. I think the Rams did. They gave up a lot of first-round picks to get Ramsey in uniform, man. And if you feel like you on the edge of getting something done like that, I definitely think that making a move and an addition like that could be key. So now he's a Ram. Does that translate to a championship, man? They did manhandle the Falcons, so that, you know, that trade definitely did pay off right off the bat. So we're gonna have to see how it moves on going forward. They got the Bengals. That's a practice preseason game, so I don't believe that they'll have any issues with them. So the Rams are definitely trending in the right direction. The Eagles have the Bills coming up. There's a couple of key matchups in here. Carolina at the 49ers should be an interesting game. The Browns and the Patriots play this upcoming week. I think that the Browns season is on life support too. Your man Baker Mayfield, I think his career is on life support right now. You know what I mean? But, you know, Baker Mayfield, it's not really looking too good, man. His career is on life support, man.
The Browns are looking like the doo-doo Browns.
Doo-doo Browns.
Oh, man, I'm disappointed, man. I know a lot of people were saying Baker Mayfield was overhyped, and I couldn't agree more. I think he was good in college. He showed he had what it takes in college. And, man, it just goes to show, man, the huge, like level gameplay that, like, college and NFL has. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just because you play college ball, mm-hmm. doesn't guarantee you a spot
mm-hmm.
in the NFL. And I think mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield is the epitome of that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's good. He's not a bad person. He's not, I don't want to say he's not talented,
mm-hmm.
but the level of gameplay at that position, the quarterback position, is evolving to a level that's just, it's intense, man. And now, what's this, like, Odell Beckham's getting fined $14,000 for uniform violation?
Because his pants didn't cover his knees, man. And I want to say this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is pregame, man. He's definitely being, see, this is the main reason why I feel like the Browns are not winning. It's not that they don't have the on-the-field talent. They got Myles Garrett. It's too many off-the-field topics that are shining in the spotlight. Baker Mayfield is in about 4 or 5 commercials right now. It's really hard for you to be seen in these commercials with any kind of respect when your record on the field is subpar. You know, he's struggling out there reading defenses and making quick decisions. Odell is I actually heard Odell in a few trade rumors. Now the Browns have come out and, of course, dismissed all everything like that, man. But yeah, their season is tumbling downhill fast, just like a couple other teams, man. Of course, there's always those teams that excel every year, like the Patriots. I'm a still hold on to my prediction right now. We might have to make a mid-season evaluation for the predictions for the Super Bowl, man. I want to say I had the Eagles and the Chiefs. The Chiefs have an injury to Pat Mahomes. I believe he'll be back in 3 to 4 weeks. I'm not sure who the Chiefs have. Well, the Chiefs actually have a game this week against the Packers on Sunday Night Football. That's going to be big. The Packers are on fire right now. But, yeah, I think that the Chiefs will be able to hold it down for the next 3 or 4 weeks. But it's going to be interesting, man. You know, the season is getting hot. It's getting cold, man. You know, everything's getting covered, man. Everything's going down, man. Sports Vote Podcast, man. The best time of the year. Episode 13, man. All kinds of hot topics. NBA off to a start that's blazing right now, man. Very excited, man, that the Lakers and the Clippers are going to have the nightcap. The Sixers actually come on tomorrow night and open up with the Boston Celtics, man. But, yeah. You know, it's a great time, man. B, episode 13, man. Sports Vote Podcast.
Yes, you know, sir.
How we do, man.
Stay tuned, y'all. We're going to come back with some other hot topics, man. We appreciate the love. Man, Jay Reed, man, where can they find us at, man? I know we on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
At podcast underscore Volt.
Yes, sir.
What else? What other platforms
are you on? We on IG, Sports Volt Podcast. Definitely want to reach out to us. All comments and feedbacks and questions go to the email. And that's sportsvoltpodcast@gmail.com. We definitely appreciate y'all listening on any platform that y'all choose to listen on, whether it be Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, the many, many platforms that the Sports Volt Podcast is on, man. But every episode, make sure y'all definitely turn in. Jay Reed.
B. Medina.
Yes, sir. Sports Volt Podcast. Sports Volt Podcast.